The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Tomorrow, voters in 12 states will award about half the delegates needed to win the GOP nomination. Super Tuesday could make Donald Trump unstoppable, unless he stops himself. More after this from Charlie. Last Thursday, David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, said on his radio show that he, quote, supported Donald Trump's candidacy. And when Trump got a chance to disavow that support on CNN Sunday, he seemed unaware of what the Klan even was.
I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I'd have to look. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
But endorsement or not, the other candidates pounced. John Kasich called it horrific that Trump seemed to be waffling. Ted Cruz tweeted, "We should all agree racism is wrong, KKK is abhorrent." And Marco Rubio called Trump's position unbelievable.
We cannot be a party that nominates someone who refuses to condemn white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan.
It was Rubio and Trump who really threw down over the weekend, Trump dismissing Rubio as basically a rugrat.
Little mouth on him, bing, 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 bing.
And a guy who sweats in public.
It looked like he jumped in a swimming pool with his clothing on. I go back and I see him with makeup, and it's like he's putting it on with a trowel.
Rubio had his comeback ready.
That a guy with the worst spray tan in America is attacking me for putting on makeup.
Both men drew large crowds, and if those crowds held any reservations about their candidates possibly damaging the dignity of the presidency, most of them didn't let on. And as usual, Mr. Trump seemed to put his finger on the reason.
Isn't this more interesting than talking about trade?
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.